is it some type of game, bitch?
What's going on, y'all? My name is Kirk Valentino.
And my name is Belange.
My name is Derek 100.
So, we'll see. Welcome back to Playtime is Over, episode...
Goddamn, okay.
Immediate. So,
what's episode new, 40? Kirk?
Is episode 40?
Is it 39 or 40?
Sure. 40-ish.
Consistently winning while all you bitches come and go.
In case you guys didn't know, we got visuals on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is, what is it? Playtime is Over Pod?
Go ahead,
or just Playtime is Over? Yeah,
so it's Playtime is Over Pod on YouTube. Go look at the visuals, because our visuals are sick.
That's for sure.
Tell whether you're listening on iTunes, wait, what is it?
Yeah, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify. All the streaming platforms, like,
everything.
We're up there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drive in and you going on a road trip because you're going to get some dick... Listen, turn your Playtime is Over and listen to some entrepreneurship shit.
Also, I want everyone to, just so we can get more engagement, mm-hmm. I want everyone to comment below on our video and let us know how they feel about Derb.
Yes, please
how
do.
They feel about a new co-host coming to the channel.
Boom. So
let me know. Tap in.
So your name is Derb.
Yes.
Derb is a new, he's auditioning today as our new co-host. I want to see the episode to see if you ate.
Yeah.
Kirk, I want you to look at that camera, not the monitor.
Talk to me.
No, I want to see myself. So I want to look at the episode to see if you ate. I always wanted to have a male co-host, like a masculine energy in the room, you know? Yeah. Every time I say male co-host, people are like, oh, you are a male. I'm not saying that I'm not a male. I'm saying that I know that I have a feminine energy to me. You know, I have both, but I definitely have a feminine energy to me. But I want a straight heterosexual man in the room that's older than 30-something, that has kids. Remember
that
I asked you?
That part.
Remember I asked you if you had kids?
Yeah.
I know you probably was like, why is he asking me that?
But I respected it.
Do you have
I figured you had an, you know what I mean? You're figuring it out, so I respect it. Yes, I got two kids.
Okay.
Yep, 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. But I respected it. I was like, he's looking for something particular.
Yeah.
Whether that rules me in or rules me out, no, that's for sure. I got two kids, heterosexual, man, and yeah.
Love that.
I'm trying to stay here.
Love that. So we just trying to see his vibe, see if he fits in with the show. If y'all like him, you know, let us know. If he ain't eat, you could let us know he ain't eat. You know, he just, you know.
Thick skin. We still going to lock in. I'm still going to support.
Boom.
Yeah.
How old are you?
36. Yeah.
That's a good age. That's why I was like, you know, because he was around during the BMF era. That's very important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how old were you in 2005?
You locked in on that. You locked in on BMF.
So how old were you in 2005?
I moved here. So I graduated high school 2005 and moved right here. Feel me? So I was actually 17. I started college at 17 at Morehouse. Then turned 18 September 4th. You feel me? Virgo. Yeah.
Beyonce's birthday.
Yeah, so, and I've been here since, pretty much. Tried to move, but it got my hold on me. You feel me? I've been here for a minute. Mm. But I'm originally from South Florida, which I want to get back to, but it's just so expensive.
South Florida. Is South Florida the ghetto? Or the country?
It's different. It's an island.
What part of South Florida?
I'm from Broward, Pompano Beach.
Shout out
to Kodak. Yeah. Yes. He come from under us. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kodak. Really know anything about over there?
Yeah, I mean, it's 20 minutes from Miami, but South Florida is different from any part of Florida. You know, you hear things about Florida, and it really is like a island.
It's gators?
For sure.
So do you, like, wrestle them and stuff?
I don't literally. That's more central north Florida.
Okay.
They're still down in the South Florida, but we don't play with them.
Do black people wrestle gators?
For sure. Absolutely. West Florida.
Why would you do that?
It's the swamp. We on Everglades. South Florida could easily just float away.
When
at
they
any
wrestle
point.
The gators, are the mouths are the mouths like rubber banded together or something?
Not
or
rubber
what
band.
Is it?
No.
Like closed.
You think a rubber band gonna hold the fucking gator mouth?
Well, what you, if it's already closed, what are you wrestling
like
for?
Like a muzzle?
Cause they be
no,
like,
you gotta wrestle it to close it. How does it get closed?
Oh no.
That's what y'all wrestling?
I'm not, I don't do it. I never said that. There's people that do it and there's black people that do it too. But that's a real thing. Eating gator, eating turtles, swamp life.
You ever ate a turtle?
I've had turtle before, for sure.
Does it taste like chicken?
Don't do that.
No, because people every time people eat another animal, they say it tastes
That's why they'll do it. No, it don't taste like chicken. It's gamey. Like gator. You've had gator before? You can go to Papado's and get gator.
No. Papado's? Hell no.
You can. You frog legs at Papado's. I respect it.
I'm from the city.
Some New York shit. Yeah.
Yep. I'm from up north. I ain't doing shit like that.
So I'll say I've tried them all, but no, it's not like chicken. Okay. People saying that chewy? It's just like
It's chewy, all day.
I'm a texture guy, and that bothers me. So I don't eat it like that. But it's like a rite of passage if you're from down there.
I feel like you if something is chewy like that, you're not supposed to be eating it.
Yeah, ain't it?
Are you really?
What about deer?
Is it chewy? I don't know. I never ate
deer. You never had deer? What about you?
I've never
from
had
up
deer.
We're from up north. We're not doing shit like that.
All right.
Yeah. I've had frog. The only thing crazy I've had was frog. I've had frog on a cruise before, and it tasted like chicken.
Fried frog legs kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's chewy. It's not a bad taste. It's just chewy. Right?
It wasn't chewy.
Oh, it wasn't? Mm-mm. You killed it.
It was good.
You'd get it again.
It was all right.
Yeah, dipping sauce.
It was your really turn. Small. It was really small, so it was like...
I don't even eat chicken.
Oh, wow.
So...
In general?
In general.
Off the bone? Just in general.
I don't eat no chicken, no meat. No.
Fully vegan?
No, I'm not vegan. Because I tear some mac and cheese up.
Okay.
I tear down some mac and cheese. I like seafood. I like not...
What is that? An omnivore?
So are you technically a pescatarian?
Is that what it is?
I eat what I want to eat.
You eat seafood?
Yeah. I eat fish. I eat shrimp. I eat... what's the other thing I eat?
You don't eat crabs. Beef, pork, or any type of meat.
You eat seafood. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no beef, no pork, no chicken.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Conscious decision, or you just over it?
Yeah, conscious decision. I'm not crazy about shrimp, though. Like, I'm shrimped out. Like, if I eat it too much, I'm like... And I don't like my shit too rubbery.
Mm. And I get over shrimp quick.
That's when it's cooked too long.
I can't eat too much of shrimp, but... Yeah.
I think we're boring our listeners. Okay, do you have any topics for lunch? Because I think somebody just texted me. Hold on.
I wanted to talk about ways that we could really grow our audience and grow our channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any
get the Magic City bitches up here.
I think y'all sleeping on y'all personalities and can do skits.
A skit? What kind of skit? Like
it can Rory be short, and Raw? It can be funny. It can be like
TikToks.
I think you guys can. Yeah, exactly. Which you could chop up and do that because you guys got dope personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be because you show it already in the podcast. Mm-hmm. But if it's just a YouTube skit or something that's to preview the next episode,
we would need like a writer.
Yeah. No, you don't. You're creative enough. You're already doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
I think we need to. I think sometimes you have to know your lane. Like, I could be creative, but I don't know if like skits is like my thing.
So it could be, so there's so much going on, right? So just like we bring up topics, even if you're spoofing a topic, it could be something short and funny. Think about it from that
perspective,
not serious.
So what?
Be something just funny. Just your conversation could be a skit without the mics. What are we going to talk about today? You guys beefing, going back and forth, something short, just something different. Especially for the YouTube.
Let's go live.
You feel me?
On the pie page, because we need to get
that's some. What I like to do too. Like, I'm all for that.
You like to go live?
No, more so like I like creating content, like the visuals, YouTube, and all of that stuff, right? Where sometimes you don't realize how entertaining you are. Y'all are very entertaining. So,
I don't think
even if it's not the podcast, it could be something behind the scenes with her, it could be all kind of different things that's chopped up, and you'd be surprised how many people are like. Okay, that was funny. Right. You know what I mean?
Why does shit take so long? We need a camera guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that.
The most impatient.
I don't think I'm like, I don't think we that entertaining. I think we need
to
be.
Look at you right now. You're very entertaining. I can shoot this right now.
I don't think we're that.
Now he said we not that entertaining. This is why you speaking down on us right now.
And even behind the scenes, everything is content.
I don't like that.
Don't underestimate anything.
The power of the tongue is crazy. You want clout, but
only
on
the seas if it's breeze. Red ruby to sleaze. Okay,
that's.
But no, okay. So look, all right. So we can get the Magic City bitches up here, right?
That's instant content. I'm just thinking
only the entrepreneur girls. Only the girls that are stripping because they have a purpose in life. They know that they, because like we said earlier, you need the job to fund.
The funny thing about that is I think a lot of people strip because they enjoy stripping. Not because even if they have a business. Those are
the
bitches
that we don't want on the show.
But even if they have a business, they still enjoy it. Like it's still fast money. Like it's still
attention, fast money.
You know, they still getting the niggas that's
Tricking, buying Rolexes,
spending whatever the case may be. So I think a lot of them just have fun with it. I don't even think they take it as serious.
Queen Selena, hey Queen, what's up? We got somebody on the live, y'all. Anyway,
and I guess cross promotion as well. Have you guys done other?
We're trying to find. Do you know any other podcasts out here that's like? Do you listen?
You guys know Culture Theory?
You're a pod person.
Why you guys ain't? You know what I mean? Is that coming?
Why we didn't go on there?
That's how I got. I'm just asking.
No. Why we didn't go on their show?
I'm just curious. Is it in the works or is it something?
No.
Only because they were on here. That's what I'm asking.
No, they do their.
Oh, you said Culture Theory.
Yeah,
they just do the countdowns. They don't do like other stuff, do they?
He does. So how I even got introduced to podcasts is through CJ, who's a part of Culture Theory. But that comes from an old podcast he got 10, 13 years ago. Which is on Deck TV. So they have a whole nother podcast. He does like two or three podcasts.
They ain't say nothing. They ain't say shit.
My bad, CJ. I didn't know, but that's cool. Definitely what he's on and what he's pushing, right? Mm. But to me, it would just be instant connection. That's nothing. I know a lot of people that do podcasts, and y'all dope. So,
well, we would love to get on other pods and talk our shit on there and vice versa.
Just like y'all did for other people.
Yeah.
Makes sense to.
To do, yeah.
That's the handoff.
Absolutely. Know? But we haven't found any other ones that's like that got no clout or nothing like that.
Now you're talking different.
Like I'm saying
you got
like
any clout?
No. I'm saying like when I say clout, I mean like if we go over, and I'm not saying Culture Theory don't got clout, they obviously have clout. I'm saying like other like if we go on another pod mm-hmm. and they have way less viewers or subscribers or whatever the case may be. How does that benefit
make sense? I got you. I understand.
And not that. Now, if I feel like,
it's still networking.
Oh, Dom has something to say. You want to get on the mic, Poopy?
Hustling.
No.
They can't
Dom
hear you.
Dom said it's still networking.
Yeah, so
Dom said it's still networking. So this is my thing. I feel like we're trying to promote the pod, and I feel like it will be a waste of time to get like. That's a waste of time.
I think that other people, just because you don't see that they have a strong audience doesn't mean they don't have an audience. So collabing with other people's audience.
I feel like we too little for that right now. We too little for that right now.
So we should work with small people too.
But and then also sometimes even people seeing that, people that are bigger, have a stronger following, seeing that is inspiring. Seeing that is solid, right? How they working and they're coming up where they can actually see your following and their following. They
the
still
time
work with them.
Is ticking.
Yeah.
We don't have time. You know, these new podcasts, they're coming and they smacking us. You know why they smacking us? I still haven't figured it out why, but we're doing something wrong. I don't know what we're doing wrong. I mean, I know we're here to stay. You know what I mean? I know we're here to stay, but I don't know. We need like a manager, some representation or something.
I think that just because you have clout doesn't mean that other people's clout is going to guarantee that they're going to watch our stuff.
That's true. I agree with that.
So, it's all a look. It's all a look. Everything's a look, though.
Everyone has their own audience, and everyone, just because somebody's smaller doesn't mean that their crowd wouldn't be attracted to what our content brings to the table.
Okay.
So that's
easier, too. You guys going on somebody else's platform is easier for you guys, creative-wise. Because you can come on and just talk. You guys are geared to talk.
Where they at, though?
Our focus now is watch time, engagement,
getting you
audience.
Niggas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we need watch time, but also we need to continue to, like, those numbers need to continue to be growing up.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at our views and they're stagnant, I'm like, what's up? What's going on? Like,
you know, I also think that, like, when people see that we're on other people's shows too, even if the audience is small, that like they some people probably won't even go to other people's pages. They'll be like, oh, they're on somebody else's podcast. Let me check them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Can never predict how it translates.
We just have to just find those other people, and that's just more of the stories. You got another topic? And we need to get the Magic City bitches up here pronto.
That'll turn it up. That got to be a whole different experience, though. That can't just be a regular podcast.
What you mean?
Like, you got to turn that shit up. Visuals got to be lit. That got to be YouTube lit. Even if they ain't dancing.
What do you mean?
That got to be dead. That got to be an experience. People want to see that.
Give me an example.
What podcast, if I don't know how your access to them, but if they come in.
She has access to them.
So that's a podcast. That's a YouTube short. That's a whole thing. You can do all the entrepreneurial stuff too as well.
No, that's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about entrepreneurship. We're going to get them.
Drinks flowing, the whole thing.
Were you about to say hoes?
No, the whole thing. I'm saying we got to do the whole thing.
Like, I'm about to say, look at you talking your shit.
Okay. We got to, we're going to, spoil them, show them right.
I'm not spoiling anybody.
Okay. That's why I come in. You feel me? You can sit back. We want all of that.
I think that time is running out, and I just want to say this before we go. So when is this episode airing? Next Thursday?
I don't know.
I hope it airs soon.
Promo.
Cause what?
Cause I'm about to promote myself right now. Anyway, so we got Boss Man D-Lo coming to my job, Dreams Restaurant and Lounge, on April 19th. If you want to book a section with me, let's do it.
All
you
got to do is get in with me.
Exactly. You feel me?
Yeah.
Promote your own business, because when I book sections, I make money. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give her an air horn? Go ahead. Can you say that again? I like that.
You gotta add that in there.
What did I say? You're supposed to say that.
Forget it. Anyway, look. So, okay, let's get out of here. We just had a random episode talking a bunch of bullshit. But these are conversations in pre-production. We do pre-production. We're gonna have to have in pre-production and work on getting this shit off the ground. So when Big Meech come home,
yeah. Manifesting that one. That's
tough. Getting him on a pod. That's tough. So anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. We talked about a bunch of nothing, but we appreciate you for listening and for watching. You can follow me at Kirk Valentino on Instagram, KirkuevaLentin motherfucking O.
And you can follow me at LaFleur.xo. That's LaFleur.xo.
And me, Durable100, DERB_100. Tap in.
Playtime is over, bitches.